This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for April 19th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Hardy has just announced via Instagram that he's doing a special cover of Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's classic Gin and Juice in honor of the two rap icons' upcoming premixed cocktail line of the same name, saying, quote, "I'm still in disbelief, but I am so stoked to announce that I recorded my version of this classic record for the short film Gin and Juice with the blessing of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg themselves, thankful for the opportunity." The Allman Brothers Band issued a statement on the passing of the band's founding member, Dickie Betts, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80. The cause was cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. In their statement, the band said, quote, "It's with deep sadness the Allman Brothers Band learned today that founding member Dickie Betts has passed away peacefully in his home in Sarasota, Florida, following a period of declining health. Dickie wrote quintessential Brothers songs, including Blue Sky, Rambling Man, Jessica, in memory of Elizabeth Reed, and so many others. His extraordinary guitar playing alongside guitarist Dwayne Allman created a unique dual guitar signature sound that became the signature sound of the genre known as Southern Rock. He was passionate in life, be it music, songwriting, fishing, hunting, boating, golf, karate, or boxing. Dickie was all in and excelled at anything that caught his attention." The statement ended, quote, "Play on, Brother Dickie. You will be forever remembered and deeply missed." In a recent conversation with Mexico's Suma Inferno, Avatar's Johannes Eckerstrom talked about the band's ongoing musical endeavors, saying, quote, "We've been writing since last year. We're always writing. The ambition is to, in less than a year, we hope to be in the studio recording great new songs. So it's always ongoing, because remember, when you put out an album, it's already old to us anyway. So at some point, it's time to move on and start looking forward. And that lives together with the touring and everything else." Later in the interview, he talked about the new music being released in the second half of 2025. Nothing More frontman Johnny Hawkins has addressed the 2022 domestic charges stemming from a late 2021 event, pleading guilty to a vehicular negligent injury charge involving his now ex-girlfriend. Recently appearing on the Jesse Lee Show, he said, quote, that a lot of the reports that came out detailing the situation, quote, weren't fair, and argued it was made out to be much worse than it actually was, saying, quote, "When all this crazy stuff came out with my ex trying to kind of defame me and trying to make things look worse than they were publicly and kind of tarnish my reputation, that was my first time in my life that I'd ever been through something like that, much less something that publicly." Yesterday, Creed performed their first live show since December of 2012. The group were on stage during the Summer of 99 cruise on board the Norwegian Pearl. The cruise also features Three Doors Down, Buck Cherry, and Tonic, and is sailing from Miami to Nassau, Bahamas. A second cruise will embark from Port Canaveral that'll include Daughtry, Buck Cherry, and Tonic. Creed will be spending the summer out on the road on the Summer of 99 tour with the same bands. That includes a stop at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts on August 21st. Kings of Leon are back with Nothing to Do, the latest single from their forthcoming album, Can We Please Have Fun? The single arrives today with a music video shot by Jared Folliwell, giving viewers a peek into Kings of Leon's inner world as they perform the song in a rehearsal space. Nothing to Do is the third single that arrives from their upcoming new album, which is set for release on May 10th. The band are heading out on the Can We Just Have Fun tour with a stop in Boston at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 16th. Slipknot are teasing a mystery upcoming event with a cryptic billboard message in California that reads "One Night Only." The advertisement popped up on a billboard on the highway to Coachella this year, bearing the band's logo alongside a second slogan saying "Long May You Die." You can also check out the banners on the website youcantkillme.com. Ringo Starr has announced new tour dates for his all-star band. Spring concerts were previously announced. The new run of shows will take place through the fall. The new dates include two stops in New England, in Medford, Massachusetts, at the Chevalier Theater on September 18th, and at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut, on September 20th. And Taylor Swift is continuing to break records with her highly anticipated 11th album, The Tortured Poets Department, set for release today, breaking Spotify's record for the most pre-saved countdown page album in the streaming service's history. Her last album, Midnights, currently holds the record for the most streamed album on Spotify in a day, 184.695 million, as well as the most streamed album in a week, 785.253 million. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is out today, alongside T-Bone Burnett's The Other Side, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon, Remastered Collector's Edition, Bruce Springsteen's The Best of Bruce Springsteen, Billy Morrison's The Morrison Project, Ann Wilson's Rebel, and Pearl Jam's 12th studio album, Dark Matter. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 202, featuring Tim Montana, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.